This thing of intention, this thing of having an intentional life, folks, is a spiritual matter. The scripture is telling us that God himself and his word is like someone looking right into your eyes and seeing your soul.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy continues his series, Overcoming an Intention Deficit. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. And we are going to jump right back into the series here in a moment. And if you have a story or comment you want to share, do so by calling 888-888-1717. I want to remind you that tomorrow, Friday night, October 13th, we begin the Intentional Love Marriage Conference Date Night Series in beautiful Midland, Michigan. Looking forward to my wife, Donna, and I, Midland, and then Jackson coming up on Sunday night this weekend. I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do. We're going to have a lot of things. We're going to laugh. I got a lot of stories. I want to share some new things with you. It'll be a lot of fun. But there are two things that I have discovered over years of working with people that are very unique. I don't think you hear talked about in conferences all that much, but are absolutely the essential for holding a marriage together. You know, I've seen Christian couples grow apart. I've seen people who say they love the Lord grow apart. I see people say we love each other and we grow apart and divorce occurs, separation, mediocrity in marriage. What are the two things, very practical things? I'll tell you what they are this weekend. It'll be very practical. If you don't have your tickets, Midland, Jackson, and then Albuquerque, and then Arizona, get them today. Go to theintentionallife.com. Sellouts in some of the seating areas already occurring. Don't want you to miss out. Go to theintentionallife.com. Over to the teaching studio as we continue the series today. We start with intention. We'll talk about that in a moment. We go to goal, having goals. We know goals are powerful. We know all the research about goal setting. People who set goals, even if they don't write them down, tend to be more productive in life, accomplish more than those who don't. That's pretty straightforward, common sense. Turning goals into action, which is an action step, a process, actually acting on something. And the ultimate step in this process of intentional living is to develop a habit, which is important to us. Intention is the why of life. Think about intention not only in terms of a goal. A goal is that external thing that we look at. Goals are things that we can share with other people. I can tell you that I have a goal. Maybe you have a goal that says, I want to get out of debt. Maybe you have a goal that says, you know, I'd like to get some further training or education. Maybe you have a goal that says, I'd like to get married. Someone says, hey, I have a goal that I'd like to develop a new career, or whatever it is. We have goals, but I'm convinced in watching people why so many of us are unable to complete our goals is because we don't have the why clear in our minds. And the why part of a goal is the intention that's behind it. The most critical step in the process of intentional living is intention. And I think it's the least understood that we have. Do you really understand your own intentions? Do I understand my intentions? Why do I do what I do? Why do you want to get out of debt? Why do you want to get more education? Think about it. Why do you want to get married? Why do you want to have kids? You know, why do we want to do ministry? Those are really important questions. They really speak to the deeper issues of our motives and our purposes. And our intention. Intention is something that I can't see in you. It's something very personal. I can see your goals. I can see your actions. But your intentions are something that are very personal. You know, the scripture talks about intention. You see the word intention used at different places in scripture. But the one that we've referenced here before that I think speaks to it right along the line of what we're speaking of here is Hebrews 4:12, where it says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intentions or the intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. It's interesting. You see there in that verse the actual personifies God. The Word of God is living and powerful. This not only speaks of the Bible, not only speaks of the Word of God in terms of when we read Scripture, this speaks of God Himself, the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Look at the words that are so graphically put into this verse that says that the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts even in separating the joints and marrow and division of soul and spirit and gets right to the heart of the matter. That's where we get the term, right? Gets right to the heart of the matter, discerning our intentions. What this verse says to me is that truly the Word of God, the Scripture, and God Himself through the Holy Spirit can see right through us. Only God really knows my intentions. Donna doesn't, always. She probably would know more than you would because we live together and been married for all these years. But we really don't see each other's intentions. This thing of intention, this thing of having an intentional life, folks, is a spiritual matter. The Scripture is telling us that God Himself and His Word is like someone looking right into your eyes and seeing your soul. It's a powerful thing. And I think one of the reasons that we peter out with goal setting and with action plans and all the stuff that we teach, and well, we do it in leadership. We just went through some leadership training. All these things, we get these pumped up and they're great ideas and we want to go do them. One of the reasons I think we peter out on these things and we don't follow through and we lose passion is because we don't have our intentions clear in our own minds. And if there's one thing today, one key truth to what I get from all of this, maybe if you remember anything that I'm sharing with you today, it would be this. God judges you by your intentions. You judge yourself by your good intentions. Others judge you by your actions. And that's a truth. This is why we have misunderstandings. You know, you've heard me talk about this some. I'm always judging myself by my good intentions. Here in the workplace, have you ever, just bring it here to work, have you ever done anything with a good intention in your department or with another person or in a relationship and your heart was right? I mean, you had a good intention to do it, but whatever you did, it wasn't met that way. It was seen as something that was negative or destructive or in some way wasn't appreciative or something. It was misunderstood. These two points here, this is a whole marriage conference right here. You judge yourself by your good intentions. Your spouse is judging you by your actions.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment. When you become a monthly member, you'll be receiving our Intentional Living new member kit, which includes Dr. Randy's autographed bestsellers, Starve for Affection and The Power of One Thing, the Intentional Living wristband, and his teaching CDs every month. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Hi, my name's Scott. I'm a 9-year vet in the United States Army, and I got out in 1989. I was diagnosed post-traumatic stress disorder, antisocial, and borderline psychotic. And just about 7 weeks ago, I reconfirmed my life with God. And since 1984 until about 7 weeks ago, I hadn't had a good night's sleep, probably no more than 2.5-3 hours at one time. And since I reconfirmed myself, I have slept like a baby every night. I also was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer on the 3rd of July, and I gave everything to him, the whole shooting match, everything in my life. And like I said, I've been sleeping like a baby. I finished my 4th infusion of chemotherapy 2 weeks ago, day after tomorrow. I should be home in bed sick, but I'm working 48 hours a week and have not felt better in years. And I just wanted to call him and give him some encouragement, let people know that the God we serve is real. He is there to help. All you have to do is go to Him, claim His promises, and He's there for you. Hope this helps somebody somewhere, because every time I mention it or I talk to people about it, it helps me, and helps me reconfirm the fact that God is alive, God is real, and He's alive in my heart. And I thank God for this radio station and the people like you and the programs and the information that y'all put out. I wish you all the peace of God in your hearts and your lives, and you will probably be hearing from me again. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for sharing your story. If you'd like to tell us your story of what God is doing in your life, call and tell us at 888-888-1717. Now let's get back to the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center, where Dr. Randy continues today's teaching.
I'm always judging myself by my good intentions. This is a whole marriage conference right here. You judge yourself by your good intentions, your spouse is judging you by your actions. But at the end of the day, it's God who really knows all the intentions. And He's the one that's judging our hearts. You know, the little formula, this really ties into a little formula that we've used before, where we talk about expectations greater than reality equals disappointment. That really fits into this, very closely aligned with the idea that we're going to judge ourselves by good intentions while others are going to judge us by our actions. You know, the scripture says man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. And as I've been thinking about this thing of intentional living and why we teach what we teach, why we do what we do, you know, with our radio ministry and with our intentional living ministry, ultimately our goal needs to be to point people to get a clear understanding of what does God think of what they're doing, not what I think. What does God think? See, what is God who sees it all? That's what really matters the most. And so that led me to the question of then, how do we move from a good intention to intentional living? And I just want to share five things with you that I think are important. Some of these I've talked about before. I mean, we're not reinventing intentional living every time I teach. We're just continuing to look at it in new ways and try to understand it at a deeper level, and how it can apply to your life. This first point, I think, is really critical, is if you want to move from good intentions, these good things that you want to do, you know, anything from getting out of debt to be a better partner in marriage to really serving God or whatever it is, the first thing we have to do is the hard work that honesty demands. And what I mean by that is if it's true that the Word of God is the discerner of our thoughts and our intentions, it would seem like a good place to start would be to ask God to reveal to us our true intentions. God, what is my intention? You know, why do I do this? Why do I do this ministry? Why am I faithful in marriage? Why am I trying to get out of debt? Why am I trying to get healthy? Why am I saving for the future? Why am I doing these things? And I think the only way that we can get to answer that question is time and solitude and prayer. I think you've got to have time to really get deep into understanding what God is revealing to you. Because my guess in a group this size, many of us are doing things, but we're not sure why we're doing them. We do things out of maybe a sense of obligation. Maybe we do things or we live in a certain way out of a sense of duty, or that's the way I was raised, or that's who I am, or that's what I'm supposed to do, or whatever. Or we hide things from other people, living a lie. We're living in a phoniness in our lives because we've never really gotten to the core issue of intention. My prayer for us as we talk about intentional living, as we teach intentional living, as we share intentional living on the radio and in our conferences and with ourselves here, that we don't see this as just this idea of just setting goals and accomplishing things and being more successful. Because the reality is, if you're intentional, those things will happen. There is plenty of research that people who are intentional are more successful in life than people who are not. I mean, there's plenty of evidence to that. So even from a secular mindset, being intentional makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, some people are intentional about the wrong thing, and they're successful at the wrong thing. We see that in our culture as well.
But for those of us who are Christians, I think there's a part of the busyness of the culture in which we're living today. Maybe I'm only speaking for myself. I don't know. I don't think so. That we don't go deep enough to really understand our motives and the why behind what we do. I think that's where the energy comes from. There's where the passion comes from. When I truly, deeply care about another person, that's going to get me up to do this ministry. If my motive is just to make sure, and I wrestle with this at times, just making sure we can keep things moving forward and getting the job done and reaching the strategy and doing these things, which are okay. Those are good things. But as I said, good intentions, if they're not really understood in terms of acting on them, eventually that wears you out. And I think sometimes we wear out because we don't understand the depth of the why we do what we do. Not something we spend much time on. We really don't. We love to spend time on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But why we're going to do it is really the intentional living portion. So the first thing is do the hard work, and that takes time. The second thing I thought about is total the cost to each good intention in your life.
All right, we're live back in our Intentional Living studio. This is one of those series you have to really kind of track with what I'm teaching because there's a lot here. It's worth maybe going back and listening to again, which reminds me that members, you receive my core teaching on CD every month. Share it with others. That's what you tell us. A recent survey showed many of you share it with others after you listen to it, and that's good. And if you're not a member, come on in and be a part of joining in support. I'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. By the way, coming up in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear some of the Q&A session that we always have at the end of my teaching when the staff and visitors pass around the mic, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. Before we do, boy, I need to really remind you, because I know all of us, you got to be reminded because we're tuning in, tuning out, you know, a lot of things going on. But tomorrow night, Friday night, in Midland, Michigan, will be the launch of the Intentional Love Marriage Conference Date Night series. And then Sunday night in Jackson. So Michigan, this weekend, it's going to be a lot of fun. My wife Donna and I and our team will be there. Boy, we want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. If you've been to conferences in the past, come on out. I got some really new stuff I want to share with you that God's shown me about marriage over all these years of working with couples that I want to share with you, including the two things that are absolutely revolutionary for marriage that I've seen teaching intentional living. If you don't have your tickets, get them. We're going to have a lot of fun. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on events.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, with a name like Intentional Living, you gotta believe that Dr. Randy wants you to be intentional. And you'd be right. This month, he's helping you to be intentional for your life. And when you become a monthly member, you'll not only get Dr. Randy's monthly coaching CDs, but you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes two of Dr. Randy's books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the IL wristband. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call anytime 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4.
My name is Rita. One thing that I would like to do intentionally for the rest of the year and start over next year too would be to be more intentional with our finances, like be in charge of them instead of them in charge of us. We're paying all of our bills, but we're not saving enough. We're tithing, but we're still not saving enough. And just try to listen more to where God believes to do with it and know how to do that. And thank you for intentional living. Bye-bye.
There you go. Do that over an extended period of time. It'll change your life. We teach a real basic teaching on money, about 10-10-80. Tithing, of course. When you find out only about 2% is ever given, we can do better, can't we? But 10% saving for the future, some investors And those that work with investors say you need more, but boy, that'd be a great start when the average American only saves about 5%. We talk about that as well at our conferences coming up. Hey, listen, my staff after an event, when I teach, are there to ask questions. Let's take a listen. Have you seen situations in your life where people weren't intentional at some point in the past and you're seeing the consequences now, positive or otherwise? You see it a little bit over an extended period of time, living today the way you want to be tomorrow, where you've seen that play out.
Yeah, when I was hearing you talk today, I had so many thoughts because it felt like you were reading my mail. And the one thing that stood out to me was when I look back on bad decisions I made back in my teens and my 20s, decisions I live with now, I'm at that stage in life where it's easy to look back and go, man, if only I hadn't done that. And sometimes to actually feel a sense of regret, like, man, I can't undo this. And it can get kind of discouraging. And I remember about 20 years ago, I had a pastor who, he was my age, what I am now, back then. And I remember one day he was reading his Bible and he just happened to talk to me and he said, you know, some of these Old Testament kings did not finish well. And he said, it's my goal to finish well. And you could tell it really caught him in a really deep way. And I think I understand that because of where I am in life now, that it is so easy to look back and realize that, you know, I made bad decisions. I wasn't intentional. I was procrastinating in certain areas. And yeah, I might be paying for that now. But that with God, there is that goal to finish well. You mm-hmm. can finish well. You don't have to finish like that. And that gives me a lot of hope to know that I can start being intentional today. I can live differently going from this point forward.
And I think that's the real, that's good, Rob, because that is the message. If we focus on what we haven't done, all the past and regrets, you know, we live there and that doesn't do us any good. We all have stories. I think the hopeful part of this is living today the way we want to become tomorrow. What, you know, think about it. What are things that, if you said, hey, you know, if that was something I really made as a priority in my life, I could see 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, God really receiving glory from that. No pain, no gain, right? You know that, Amy, as you're running, right? That's really an intentional living story. Live today, you know, 1 mile at a time over an extended period of time, and pretty soon you run halfway around the planet, right? That's the way life really is. It's a little bit over an extended period of time.
I've heard from various different talks, from yourself as well as some other talks recently about how it's important to speak vision into people, to not talk to them about who they are today, but talk to them as who they could be tomorrow.
Good.
And I really took that to heart. And I've been applying that as best as I can with my daughters, speaking vision into their life for something that I don't see today, but what I want to see in them down the road. And so I've been trying to be intentional. We do, you know, I take my 7 and 9 year old, we do date nights throughout the month, and just speaking into them and having that, you know, fun, but then also taking time to really be intentional about saying, you know, God has got a purpose for your life.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And you know, and speaking real truth into them.
That's good, Evan. That is very meaningful. You think about how many of you didn't have that. Matt?
I've had a lot of big projects this year that it would have been easy to say, yeah, we really needed to do that. But the only way to get those done was to write down the steps that I need to take in order to see them done. And I found that only when you actually list out, okay, I got to do this, then I got to do this, then I got to do this, do you understand what the intention really is, what the goal really is. Otherwise, you don't have an idea of what it is you're trying to accomplish. You just have a vague idea. You don't have an understanding of the level of commitment that you'll need to have when you realize, hey, this is going to take 20 steps, not 3. Then you realize, wow, this is something I seriously have to commit myself to. And some things are on that level.
I was thinking about this. This little intentional living formula, since this is what we do, right? most of us really do start with a goal first, not intention, right? Most of us don't stop and think, oh, here's my intention. You start with saying, hey, you know, I think I want to do this. So we jump to the second step. Hey, we got to, you know, it could be a project or whatever. And then the action, those are action steps. And you start to, but there's a point in that process, if we don't stop and go back and ask, why am I doing this? You know, what's the intention behind this? I think that's where the real energy comes from. I think that's what I was trying to share, is that if we don't get the intention right, I don't know about you, have you ever been in the middle of something? I don't mean work, maybe work, just life, and you, why am I doing this? You know, I mean, it's kind of like, where is this taking me? And that really comes back to the why question. And according to what the scripture was we just read, that's where the Word of God reveals that stuff.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. My intentions in life are to love. And not in every situation is it easy to love someone, especially someone who isn't your family or their family by marriage. But to actually have that love and to see the way that God sees them, and in His eyes, we are all lovable. I just want to say that I love people and I love my life. To love intentionally without limitations is the best feeling in the world. Thank you.
You know, I think that's about the most precious thing I've heard all day. Thank you, Vanessa, for that reminder. Intentional love. It certainly is loving each other. Hey, we're going to wrap up this series on overcoming an intention deficit disorder on tomorrow, on Friday. If you missed any of the programs, members, you receive the teaching on CD. Watch for it. And if you are not a member, come and join us. Really, come. Your monthly support helps us a great deal, and we want to be a blessing to you with not only our new member kit, but also every month a brand new teaching. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, at least check out the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Conference date nights. Wow, he's talked about this a lot. He has, because it begins tomorrow, Midland, Michigan, then Jackson on Sunday. Friday night, Midland, Sunday night, Jackson, and then Albuquerque on the 27th of October, and then early November in Phoenix and Tucson. And the last check I saw, we have some of our Gold Circle tickets already gone. It's going to be a great event, all of these. Looking forward to seeing our friends in Midland and Jackson this weekend, my wife Donna and I. And so if you don't have your tickets, get them. It's for tomorrow night. Yeah, this would be a surprise maybe for your spouse, a loving surprise to do something together. And I am going to teach two things that are revolutionary, worth the whole evening. You apply these two things. If you've been growing apart, you can grow back together. You can build intimacy in your marriage. It's powerful. This is designed for couples who want to get stronger, those who are struggling. It's for you. Come on out and be a part of it. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. See you next time from Intentional Living.